Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We'll get back into Patrick Mahomes in just a second. Of course, delays with his injury, but also what kind of game it feels like already come Sunday night out at Arrowhead. But there is some NFL breaking news in the coaching carousel. Adam Schefter and also multiple reports over at NFL Network as well. Frank Reich going to be the next head coach of the Carolina Panthers. One job vacancy has been filled in the NFL. So former Colts coach Frank Reich, of course, he was fired in the middle of the season in favor of Jeff Saturday, is now the new head coach of the Carolina Panthers. He actually was the Panthers' first ever quarterback back in 1995. And now he still has a lot of family in the area. He is going to become their head coach. Look, I still think if you're looking to develop a quarterback, I get the hire. That's the key there for them. They have to draft a quarterback, and do you believe he can develop it? At the end, he was saddled with Matt Ryan and Carson Wentz in his final couple of years. That was a front office and ownership issue to me more than a Frank Reich issue with the Indianapolis Colts.
It's kind of wild that he's had a home in the area this entire time. Mm-hmm. I mean, I played for him, as you pointed out, but it's – maybe that connection helps them a little bit, but just from a coach perspective, this makes a lot of sense. He has been or was a well-respected head coach, and like you said, got stuck in unfriendly quarterback circumstances. But honestly, he's not going to make it more than 3 years in Carolina unless they make the head coach quarterback decision correct. They're going to draft a quarterback this year, or they're going to be in the Derek Carr or whatever sweepstakes, because this is the thing. Like, as much as we say small market stuff in football doesn't really matter, I don't even think it's possible to convince a guy like Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady to go to Carolina.
Let me ask you guys this. Right. Do you think that by simply firing Frank Reich and now seemingly zeroing in on Jeff Saturday being your full-time coach, the Colts in one swift movement just got worse simply by firing their coach? They just got worse by firing Frank Reich, knowing that you are objectively hiring a guy less qualified to do the job than you had 6 months ago.
Yes. And they were looking for a fall guy, which a lot of organizations do, but the Jeff Saturday thing still makes no sense to me.
Yeah, the Jeff Saturday part's the problem. The Colts, getting rid of Frank Reich, I actually don't have an issue with the firing per se on this. I get it was time to move on. I still think there's other problems within the organization, but the fact
I don't think he was anywhere close to the top of the list of problems.
Not just other problems, but bigger problems. I don't know.
It's not Frank Reich's fault that Chris Ballard wouldn't go after a quarterback.
Right, you got to have your pound of flesh. Somebody's got to take the fall, and that's what it seems like happened here. And whenever you are an organization who is firing guys so that somebody can get their pound of flesh, you're going down the wrong path. When you're firing guys who aren't responsible ultimately for the problem, and if you say, well, it's all Jim Irsay, then okay, well, then you're really broken as an organization. If you have this rogue owner who's just doing dumb things and not listening to the people that he's hired. But the Colts now seem like a rudderless organization where I don't know who's in charge, and you're firing well-respected coaches and hiring guys who are unqualified, and you still are making terrible decisions from a roster construction point of view.
Carolina, by the way, has the 9th overall pick. So they're kind of, unless they want to trade up.
They're no man's land.
They're in a spot where they're not going to get the first or second quarterback without trading up, but they might, you know, right now where they're at, they might get what? The Anthony Richardson kid out of Florida. But if you want to go get whoever they're in love with eventually, right? Levis or Bryce Young and stuff, you got to trade up big time to get one of those guys.
Yeah, you do.
And
but
you
that's
have, what? Las Vegas in front of you who needs a quarterback?
If I'm Frank Reich, I'd be asking for that because I'd be sick of what happened in Indianapolis where Chris Ballard spent 5 years saying, hey, man, getting a quarterback's hard. If I draft the wrong one, you guys would be all mad at me. And you're like, yeah, I'll be mad at you, though, if you take Carson Wentz and back him up with Matt Ryan and miss the postseason multiple years in a row. Doesn't really matter what you do at the quarterback position, whether you go veteran or you go rookie. You still have to get it right. And we understand that the Panthers are very much relying on that. If the coaching job Steve Wilks did there in the back half of the season is any indicator, they got some talent on that roster. Mm-hmm. That or Steve Wilks really squeezed every last ounce of talent out of that roster. It's one of the two. Wilks did a really good job. I kind of thought maybe he'd have a chance at it at the end of the year, but you know how interim jobs go. They're always looking for somebody else.
My thing with Steve Wilks is I thought if he would have won the division, and you can say, well, that's not a fair criteria to put for him, but if he would have pulled that thing off and somehow won the division, then I think they would have been a spot where almost they would kind of felt like they almost had to hire Steve Wilks, and it would have been hard to argue.
Yeah.
The fact that they didn't win the division made it easier, I think, for Carolina
the fact
to move
even
on.
In the division race from what he took over, Matt Rhule is amazing. They took, like you said, with the Colts. This is a massive upgrade, Nick. You go from Matt Rhule to Frank Reich. That's a pretty good move in the right direction.
It is. Look, and this is not some like anti Steve Wilks thing, but like he was still below 500 when he took over, or he finished 500. It's not like he went 7-1 as the interim. People are acting like he went 7-1 as the interim.
No,
head coach.
But he took over based on the expectations of what that team was and the quarterbacks he was given, dude.
He was 6-6. I understand.
6-6 with Sam Darnold.
I get it. I mean, it's an impressive job. Like somehow we've gone overboard with it, where we've talked as if Steve Wilks went 8-2,
banging down the drum
of
Brian Daboll. He went 9-7. He had a better quarterback situation and roster than Steve Wilks did.
I would just like to point out that Steve Wilks was an absolute disaster as the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, that didn't help. Probably that part is also
they were 3-13 in the 1 year he got with Arizona.
It was so bad. It was so bad. They were running one of the worst offenses I've ever seen.
So what's left out there? We know, obviously, the Texans still are interviewing Broncos. The latest report out of Denver is DeMeco Ryans seems to be the favorite to land that job suddenly. I think the Colts job itself will be interesting. Reports are it's Jeff Saturday or Eric Bieniemy right now as the potential head coach for those franchises. So we'll keep an eye on that. But that's the first coaching hire of this offseason in the NFL, as far as head coach job, that is. Frank Wright, the next head coach now, and the Panthers just tweeted it out. It's official. Going to be their head coach moving forward. Let's get back into the Chiefs and back into Patrick Mahomes a little bit. We know on the injury front, everything continues to go in a positive direction. We now at this point have to expect that we'll get a full participant report again. After practice today, that'll show that Patrick Mahomes was a full participant for a second straight day, based off of everything they're saying, at least publicly at the podium. And that sets up, you know, this fun story heading into Sunday's game, where, you know, you're waiting for something special to happen for Patrick Mahomes.
I think it's pretty clear to me that the way this is heading is it's going to be the Patrick Mahomes over my dead body stuff. He will refuse to let this team lose, because I felt like he was already like gearing into that a little bit on the Jacksonville game. He just didn't have to do the full version of that, right? Because they're better than Jacksonville. They're more polished than Jacksonville. Chad Henne had a 98, whatever, right? All the reasons that made it that they could just kind of grind one out if they had to against the Jacksonville Jaguars. But in this game, considering their recent history with Cincinnati, considering what he's doing to come back from this ankle injury, and everything they've said in the lead up to this, I think it's very rare where I just feel like you know that game's coming, but I think you know that game's coming. I think you can just assume that on Sunday, Patrick Mahomes is going to have one of those will your way to win games. You at least agree, whether you think the game's happening or not, that he just does that a couple of times in games. Where you're like, well, Patrick Mahomes isn't going to let them lose today.
Yeah, he's different. He takes over games, and we even saw it play out against the Jags, where there's a lot of quarterbacks that would not have come back in that game. And the way he handled that situation and then came back and found a way on one leg to get that touchdown pass to MVS that really sealed the win for Kansas City. Yeah, I mean, I think we have come to a point where we expect that. Overall, for him, as much as we talk about the ankle, like, nobody's worried about like what kind of effort you're getting from Patrick Mahomes. I still think if you're talking about like bigger picture with the game, it is, did the defense make enough adjustments to find a way to beat Joe Burrow?
Because they've been beaten three different ways, essentially.
Yeah, and Joe Burrow was pretty much perfect in the regular season matchup against Kansas City. They carved the Chiefs up in the middle of the field. The Chiefs kind of sat back a little bit. Willie Gay and Nick Bolton had a rough game, to say the least. So I think that will be kind of the question that I have, more than, like, Mahomes, yeah, we're going to want to see how mobile he is and all that. But to your point, like, you still feel really good about what he's going to bring to the table.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good there.
On Sunday, it is, to me, still going to overall come down to, is this defense, I don't want to say good enough necessarily, are they able for one game to do something we've never seen them do against Joe Burrow? And that is get sacks and make life a little difficult for Joe Burrow. Because life has not been difficult for Joe Burrow against Kansas City.
The last two games against them, they've allowed 27 points. I'll take that. I know that sounds stupid, but I'd take that right now. If you told me right now you were locked into 27 points for Cincinnati, are you good? Or you want to just play it out? Would you take that amount of points, Gold, or would you play it out? And say, like, I'll take my chances and see if they can hold them below that. Because we know if it's below 27 points, the Chiefs are 54-3. So that rides a line of, well, it's certainly not as good as below that, so 26 points or fewer. But I would lock that in because, to me, that's the defense doing its job. Holding Cincinnati to its league average point. You're a league average defense. Cincinnati scoring their average amount of points per game. You've done your job against Cincinnati. Now all you're asking the Chiefs to do is to score the same amount of points they normally score, and you get to be victorious. I feel like if it comes down to it and Mahomes has to just score, that's kind of what I mean with the defense. Like if you're like, hey, man, the defense didn't show up, it could be a problem. I think if the defense doesn't, Mahomes will. He'll just have one of those, I guess we got to score 38 today games. I don't know that it's going to be that way if it has to be, like if he doesn't have to score that many points, because they might run a slightly more conservative offense throughout. But if they just have to open it up and let Mahomes go because Cincinnati jumps out and scores the way they have against so many other teams you pointed out earlier, Gold, I think they're still more than capable of that. I think Patrick Mahomes can just turn it on and kind of feels like he's leading up to turning it on is the point. Not that he can, but that he's going to do it in this game. It just feels like it's coming. I know that's it's a really bad non-football reason, but Mahomes has several games like this a year. And I don't know that we've seen it as much this year, but it's coming this Sunday.
Do you see the trash talk that's coming out of Cincy? Not from the locker room, but from the mayor's office in Cincinnati as well?
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing lamer than politicians doing sports team
talk. You guys may have remembered a couple years ago, the Super Bowl parade, we had our favorite mayor cut, which was the Tampa mayor, right? Where she sounded like she was drunk. Yeah. Well, the Cincinnati mayor, and I apologize, I probably cannot pronounce his name properly, like Aftab Purival. I don't know, okay? But it's the Cincinnati mayor, okay?
Okay.
This is what he had to say. He made a little joke.
It is so galvanizing and energizing that our Cincinnati Bengals are again in the AFC Championship. Yes, that's right. Who day, baby? Who day? I will be going on Saturday morning. I'll be arriving in Kansas City, so I'll be at the game at Burrowhead Stadium. Mm. See what I did there?
Oh, my God.
No?
I hate this guy so much.
And so I will be talking a lot of smack to Mayor Quentin Lucas of Kansas City, and hopefully we can bring home a W and be on our way to the Super Bowl. So I am very excited about the game.
Something tells me he's not, like, we know Quentin Lucas is actually a big sports fan. Something tells me that mayor's definitely
I hope they score many slam dunks in the game Sunday.
Many points are scored.
They're going to get many runs in their way to victory. That's how he's talking. I hate it. You see, and you can't. You can't say Burrowhead and say right after, immediately after. You see what I did there? Like, you need some, let it breathe.
That's
or
like my
dude.
Bit. That's my blit. That's my bit when you say, see, huh? No, nobody, nobody. Tough crowd. Hey.
Just like, I hate it so much.
See what I did there? So I'll be at the game at Burrowhead Stadium.
Well, I'll be at the game at Burrowhead Stadium.
Notice how I said Burrowhead instead of Arrowhead, which is the actual name of the Kansas City Chiefs Stadium.
I mean, actually, it's GEHA, but they call it Arrowhead. That's it felt like how he was going to finish that joke.
Mm-hmm. Worst mayor in America.
Mayor of Cincinnati.
Riddled with crime.
We got to keep politics out of sports, guys.
You're right.
Don't you think?
You're going to follow that up with something.
Don't you think I'm right about that?
Yeah, I think so. Especially this guy. If it means getting this guy out of the conversation, Nick, then I'm in. I don't care if anybody else has some like fine point to make. We're just going to have to kick this guy off the air because I can't take it. It's uncomfortable for all of us.
At least our mayor is a big sports fan as well.
Please don't respond.
What?
Who, Lucas?
Yeah.
Oh, well, he was on the drive yesterday before. I think that was before the comment we just heard was after.
He said talk smack, man. It's just so all of it's so uncomfortable. He
looked up. Now, this is what Mayor Lucas said yesterday on the drive. He was just talking about, like, hey, don't give up your tickets to other people that are Cincinnati fans.
But Cincinnati has a fan base that will travel well. Although I'm going to get on y'all if you sell all your tickets. Don't do that on my Arrowhead ticket only.
So that's our mayor.
Let's just eliminate it. Let's just, I don't want the other guy talking for sure. Lucas, it's fine. He obviously really does love sports, as you had previously pointed out. That guy has never watched anything. He's never watched a sport. He's just like, these are football. This is
did they make their
game,
bet?
Right?
Did they do the cliche bet between mayors? Have we seen? Is that a Super Bowl thing only?
Oh, that'll happen.
We're offering up barbecue. You're going to send us crappy Skyline chili. Is that the deal?
You know what's funny is that we've now played Cincinnati two times in a row, and we've made some bets with our friends in Buffalo.
Yeah,
a couple
we
of
like
times.
Buffalo fans for the
but,
most part.
The Cincinnati doesn't even have anything I want that I'm willing to, like, call up somebody and ask them for something. Like, what would I ask for here?
What yeah, I have, look, I've never been to Cincinnati. I don't think you have either. I have no desire to go to Cincy, though.
Will you go if the Chiefs beat them and then win the Super Bowl? Just as to honor,
just
honor
fly
their
to
defeat.
Cincinnati for no reason?
Just honor their defeat, Colt. I'm not going. I'm just, do you want to go?
I guess the beer is supposed to be pretty good there. That's about it.
Nick, do you want to go with Alex on a road trip to Cincinnati?
I'd rather die.
At one point.
I know you guys think I'm being funny. I know you guys think I'm being funny. Like, okay, Nick, like over the top. No, I would rather die.
Then go to Cincinnati?
Then go to Cincinnati.
At one point, Cincinnati was known as the beer capital of the world. It has over 50 breweries.
The beer capital of the world? Cincinnati, Ohio.
Hey, it's 2023. Every city has like 40 breweries. Not impressed.
This goes back. This is the history element. It goes back.
It's also just like how many countries have been making beers since like medieval times? And they're like, no, of the world. You're like, you? Cincinnati, Ohio? I don't think so. Yeah, sad beer capital of the world. Were they self-proclaiming that or was this an actual?
It's an article, yeah.
Okay, from like the Cincinnati Times or something?
I didn't look to see specifically. It's on the internet. It's clearly always accurate. I mean, come on.
As we know, the text line, always accurate. The internet, always accurate. So, problem solved, I guess, at least on that end.
All right, let's get to the snitch line here on
the number you have reached.
You've called the snitch line.
And if I have to tell you again, we're going to take it outside and I'm going to show you what it's like.
913-662-1270.
Leave him alone!
Please leave your message for Thursdays at 1:15 on Cody and Goal.
And if you think I'm kidding, just try me. Try me.
So we're good?
913-586-7610. It is a snitch line Thursday here on Cody and Gold. Something you need to get off your chest, perhaps. Something that you saw around town happen.
Maybe your buddy sold his Chiefs tickets to Bengals fans, like Quentin Lucas just said, and your neighbor needs to be outed for that.
Hey, look, if someone especially could use the money and you got tickets and they cost you $600 and you can turn it into $1,500,
Gold, do you hear this? He's saying it's okay for Chiefs fans to sell their tickets Bengals fans.
Yeah, I think you can do whatever you want.
To Cincinnati Bengals fans?
We live in a capitalist society. Cody, do you think that's okay?
Which part?
The capitalistic aspect of America.
I thought you just asked to get the politics out of this.
But this is not sports related.
What do you mean? It's not. We're on a sports show.
Do you think it's okay for people to buy tickets to games or events that they have no intention on going to just to turn a profit?
I think they should go to good, hardworking Americans.
Yeah, okay.
So, unlike you.
First responders.
First responders, yeah. Members of our military? Those are the people I think should get those tickets, not members, not people who live in Cincinnati, okay?
Our military, not other militaries, though.
Yes. What do you mean?
Other countries have military operations.
I'm aware. In this case, I am discussing
Stitch this. Long. Let's start things off from the 913. It says their assistant manager is a terrible manager. She smokes weed at work and does math. Wow.
The weed part seems like not a big deal based on the other part of this story. Like, if we're saying between the two, I would be more concerned about those.
Someone else from the 816, why doesn't Cody want to sell tickets for profit? Doesn't he want Cincinnati to win? He said it on your show. That's true. He did say it on our show. You definitely did, but you still don't want people to profit.
So I hope they lose to Cincinnati now.
That did happen. That's true. Thank you guys for listening so frequently that you guys caught that.
From the 660.
It was hard to miss, by the way.
Yeah, it was. I was yelling. He yelled quite loudly. I quit my job 2 days' notice. She tried to get back at me by canceling my appointments on my last day of work, but it backfired because she didn't actually cancel them. So, I mean, I don't know. Do you feel like you should have to, have you ever quit on 2 days' notice? You always give 2 weeks, Gold? Have you ever quit a job?
I have. I mean, that's, I was employed before I took this job, so that would involve quitting another job.
I think he's asking, like, did you walk out? Have you ever walked out of a job?
No.
From the 913, my friends told me I was in charge of getting a table for the divisional round playoff game at the bar. Didn't want to go to the bar, so I told them the bar was packed. Made everyone watch the game at my house. Thank God we won. Sorry, guys, too busy. Guess we're just watching at home. He just didn't want to go to the bar.
I think it's okay watching, you know, the game at a house party with friends. I actually prefer that.
Me too, but I think it's funny that he was responsible for getting the table, and he's just like, I'm not even going to bother to look. Like, it's busy. Sorry, guys.
He didn't want the hassle.
You figure it out.
Like, I'm not dealing with the headache of saving a spot, people aren't on time, and then I feel bad because I'm wasting a table, all that. Yeah.
To be fair, it's not hard to just, like, find a bar that is going to be packed. Just go to one of the more popular bars in town. Like, oh,
sorry. I just like to know she didn't even get out of his car.
You got to really make it up, though. You got to say, yeah, the manager told me they were full since they opened at 10:30. There are people waiting outside. Just really, you know, layer it with details.
Someone says they being employers, they bleep can you point blank bleep their 2 weeks anyway.
That's right. I walked out of one job when I was in college.
Just walked out?
I was working at a hardware store. I was working at a hardware store, and
Nick at a hardware store is funny.
So I worked there. I worked there in high school, right? And so then at freshman year of college, they just sent. I got another job at the same hardware store, but a branch in Lawrence. And I walked in, and I was like, "Hey, you know, I've been working here for a couple of years, so I'd like to make more than minimum wage." And the manager's like, "Yeah, okay. Hey, can you help this guy? Let's talk about that. Will you help this guy load this mulch into his truck, and then we can talk about it when you're done?" And I was like, "Sure." So I went and load the mulch into the guy's truck, and I turn around, and the guy's getting in his car, my boss, and driving off. So I just took off my vest, and I walked out. Never came back. You know, I was really offended that they never called.
They didn't even ask if you
were
coming back.
They never called me like, "Hey, man, you missed a couple shifts."
Well, they figured you were done. They just figured you were flat.
Yeah, but
out
I was
done,
an exemplary like. Worker, so you know that.
But that guy didn't hurt him. You were in a different branch.
It hurt him hard, though, you know? I came highly recommended.
Did you? Probably not after that one.
Snitch line 913-586-7610 from the 816. I blacked out at the divisional game. None of my friends complained. Guess the autopilot is still intact.
What's the most drunk you've ever been at a game? I think mine might be the home run derby when it was here in Kansas City.
Really?
I was in bad shape.
Bad shape. Yeah, I don't think I could narrow that list down. There's too many that are all
so
in the exact same bucket.
Like, with Chiefs games,
I assume a lot of Kansas games for you, Nick, at your time in Lawrence.
Oh, never basketball games. I don't ever get drunk before basketball games.
So your answer to that is the same for me for Chiefs games, though. So I'll drink at Chiefs games and stuff, but I want to actually still know what's going on at the Chiefs. Like, I want to enjoy the Chiefs game.
We've seen how Nick handles Chiefs games.
Oh, yes, we have.
Wrecked we at have Chiefs games. Dude, that. I can't stay sober at Chiefs games.
That seems like a problem. You're acting like you physically can't ever do it.
Do you need help?
That's why I just don't go. No, I don't need help. I have fun. You know, you start it's the tailgating aspect.
Well, yes.
You're out there for 2 hours.
And it's cold, so you're like, I want a drink.
Better hammer these Busch Lights. And then it's like,
who wants
a cocktail? I'm like, well, it is Sunday. Let's have fun, right?
Is yours a baseball game, you think, or college?
Oh, it was definitely college football.
Memorial
KU,
Stadium.
KU football game. Like, yeah, KU football game while in college. Someone else says, from the 75, watched my coworker beat one of my managers up on Monday.
What?
As the manager was on the ground, the owner came up and fired him. Talk about kicking someone while they're down.
Okay. I assume they're more making a joke. I'm calling. We decided that if we don't think something's true, we can claim it on the text
We think
line.
That one's fake?
I think so. Someone did say they lied on an application, got the job, and now they don't know what they're doing. Doesn't matter. Nobody does. Let me just be very clear. The app, that doesn't matter. It's fine that you lied. Also, nobody knows what they're doing. You'll figure it out eventually. Just ask questions. It'll make it seem like you're eager.
Someone says they were so drunk at a Chiefs game, they were bending over to bang on the seats, you know, in front of them. They fell four rows down. Not their brightest moment. Ouch. Ouch.
Oh, man.
Someone says, is Nick a raging alcoholic?
No, I'm not a raging alcoholic.
Someone else... Those stairs at stadiums are treacherous. Yes, they are.
Here's the thing. I'm being a little facetious. I'm not getting ripped every time I'm at Chiefs games, but I'm buzzed, you know?
Feeling good.
Yeah, I'm not in a point where I can usually drive home.
Have you ever been so drunk you've peed your pants, Nick?
No, never.
Have you?
No.
Not once in my life.
Wait, once in your life?
I said not once in my life.
Once in my life. Just that one time, though.
I guess. I've never even, I'll tell you what, I've never even been drunk enough to where like somebody had to carry me out of a bar, ever. I've never passed out in public. I've never had to be carried out of a bar.
I haven't had to be
I'm never stumbling all over the place. I'm never just like slurring my words where I can't talk.
You got lost at a concert.
There were 7,000 people there.
That was just this year, or this past year, but within the last calendar
it's true.
Year. Someone's is Nick actually there with you all right now, or is he blacked out during the show as well? I think he's. I think he's not on cruise control right now.
I haven't
now.
Seen him drink anything today. I can't speak for the hours before he arrived.
I don't think that's what this person is asking. I think that person is asking. Well, I don't know.
What?
I think they might blackout be asking
on,
for drinks
is
now.
Nick blackout now on cruise control?
I think they're saying is Nick blacked out now and on cruise control, meaning like you're past, like that you don't. Okay. You're blacked out. I think is what they're going for. I think.
I believe so as well.
All right, that is the Snitch Line Thursday here on Cody and Gold. Up next, we'll get to what's trending in our conversation with former Chiefs wide receiver Danan Hughes. What's the feeling he believes that players are experiencing right now with all the noise coming out of Cincinnati? Next.
Cody and Gold on 610 Sports Radio, brought to you by GAN Asphalt and Concrete. For asphalt, concrete, and parking lot maintenance, GAN Asphalt and Concrete. One contractor, all things parking lot. Trusted in Kansas City since 1994. Online at GANNAsphalt.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What's trending?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Number one on what's trending continues to be the great news around the health of Patrick Mahomes' ankle. Andy Reid earlier today said that he's on track as he continues to get set to play on Sunday night out at Arrowhead against Cincinnati. Patrick Mahomes also spoke and said things are going better than he even expected. He was a full participant yesterday at practice, went through the walkthrough this morning, so all expectations are that he's going to be out there and ready to go. Nate Taylor, our friend Nate Taylor and Pete Sweeney, both tweeting out just within the last 15 seconds or so, the media portion of practice. Patrick Mahomes, according to Nate Taylor, looked pretty smooth in his three-step dropbacks, was accurate, and his movement was excellent. Continuing to get more and more good news, the Chiefs also are once again favorites for the game. They had been favorites when it opened up on Sunday, but they had been underdogs all week until this morning.
Just a point, though. Pretty much still a pick'em between the two teams. Next up on What's Trending, Frank Reich has officially been hired as the Carolina Panthers head coach. Fun little fact is that he threw their very first pass in franchise history. He maintained an offseason home in the area as well. But more importantly for the Panthers, they got an established head coach. They went the college ranks the last time. They wanted an NFL guy this time. Reportedly, they were in the Sean Payton conversations. Didn't want to give up, as many teams clearly don't, the draft assets required to obtain him. They go Frank Reich instead. Reportedly, Kellen Moore was also in very serious consideration for the job, but it went Frank Reich one way or the other.
Yeah, as we continue just with more of the coaching news to go with that, report out of Denver also talking about D'Amico Ryans, where he might be the top candidate now to land the Broncos head coaching gig. Of course, he was defensive coordinator right now for the 49ers. And then how about Nathaniel Hackett, who got hired today, Cody, as the offensive coordinator with the New York Jets after not even making it through a full season as the Broncos head coach.
Yeah, no.
Which guys become head coordinators after failing as head coaches a lot, and they can be very good coordinators. Some guys just are not head coach material, but they're great coordinators. What's weird is, do the Jets think hiring him is going to get them Aaron Rodgers in a trade the same way the Broncos thought hiring Nathaniel Hackett was going to get them Aaron Rodgers in a trade last year?
Reportedly, they want a veteran quarterback, but they've been pretty coy about which veteran quarterback. Probably not starting a bidding war amongst themselves. They're like, no, that's fine. Carr's fine. Rodgers good. Brady good. You know, like, they'll take their pick of guys who might be available. But, I mean, it doesn't make – I don't get why Hackett's getting a job this soon, but it feels like it has something to do with Aaron Rodgers. Lastly on what training, Bally Sports, as in the one who, like, formerly Sinclair, who obviously currently runs the Royals television broadcast, reportedly they're heading for bankruptcy. The reason why this might impact you – now, look, a lot of people, if I said, how do you feel about Bally? Everyone in the Texans, they say, I hated it. Didn't make it easy for me to watch the Royals games. Here's part of the problem as far as how it affects the franchise. As part of their bankruptcy settlement, they would be allowed to renegotiate lower prices on their sports package deals. Remember how bad the Royals TV package was for so damn long? Well, it might end up not even being the $50 million a year they just negotiated with Bally because of this bankruptcy settlement. So that is a huge pain in the ass, but also not surprised. This is just like the regional sports model obviously was already heading in a weird direction, and then Bally jumped on at the worst possible time.
Yeah, according to Bloomberg, Sinclair, who owns Bally's and all this, right, owes $55 billion in sports media rights, and it's reported that Sinclair will skip a $140 million interest payment that's due in mid-February, which is going to lead towards...
It's going to start a 30-day window in which bankruptcy. They have to... Bankruptcy restructure thing. They'll probably still own all the rights. It'll just look a little different.
All right, that's what's trending here on Cody and Golden. Of course, our NFL playoff coverage is brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views. We had a chance to catch up with former Chiefs wide receiver Danan Hughes a little bit earlier today. He will be on the call of the game this Sunday night for the Chiefs Radio Network, along with Mitch Holthus, Josh Klingler, and Dan Israel. We started off our conversation with Danan asking him about the health of Patrick Mahomes and how optimistic is he right now?
Yeah, I was optimistic after the game, actually. One, when you look back at the injury when it happened, and then the minutes and a half after that, he very rarely sat down, which told me that although he was in pain, it was manageable. He was moving around on the sideline, still throwing when Chad Henne was in the game, and then he went back in the game and was serviceable. Now, I knew it would be sore, but... After the game, Josh, Dan, and I go in for post-game interviews. And normally, being a player that's been injured and obviously seen teammates that have been injured on the field, normally that guy is in the training room. He's not there with the media immediately. He's in the training room. Doors are closed, especially to the magnitude of Patrick Mahomes. And yet he was walking around the locker room, joking with the offensive linemen, messing around with Chad Henne. He was in the background when I was interviewing Chad, talking about anything's possible and any time and all that. So I kind of felt really comfortable with what the prognosis was going to be for this upcoming week. So it's not surprising to me at all. I'm glad we'll be at full steam and ready to take on the Bengals.
When you look at the – I know that this is probably a better answer from you, Dana, than me just speculating. Some dudes just heal faster, right? Like, some guys are just, like, magical healers?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, guys are built differently, and every injury affects different people differently. And this is a prime example. I mean, we had, Tony Romo and so many others talking about he's done, he won't play this week, won't be able to walk, all of that. That's off of their personal history and experience. But everybody's different. I had a high ankle sprain in college playing against Michigan, and I just didn't practice during the week, and I played the next week. And then I wasn't 100%, but I was able to play wide receiver. So from my perspective, yeah, you can bounce back from that. Same thing with hamstrings and groin injuries, et cetera. So everybody's built different. There's not one specific thing that can knock everybody out. Let's remember Terrell Owens, I think he had a fracture in his ankle and played in the Super Bowl against Andy Reid and with Andy Reid and the Eagles. So, yeah, I mean, everybody's built differently, and we know Patrick is a professional. He takes care of his body, but also he's a competitor. And I don't think there would have been anything that would have held him out of this week.
I think just watching, like, when you watch, like, especially when you watch them on the sideline, the Chiefs did the right thing, Dana, maybe like, we have to get an x-ray. We cannot let you keep playing football. But you saw exactly what you wanted to see out of a quarterback, a guy who was borderline pitching a fit to try to get back into the football game at a time because it's the playoffs. I think Patrick Mahomes, this is part of the reason, Dana, and I feel like this upcoming game is going to be one of those over my dead body games for Mahomes. The more everything leads up to it, I feel like he's going to refuse to let this team lose.
I feel the same way. I mean, there's only but so many times you can get slapped around before you throw haymakers back. And considering the nature of how we've lost against the Bengals the three times in a row, some of the trash talk, the, you know, they're trying to knock him down a peg as far as the best quarterback in the AFC and in the NFL and trying to anoint Joe Burrow. There's so many factors that go into this game. Losing on our home field, the way he played in that second half still kind of gnaws at him. And, like, you don't get to that level of athleticism and the prowess that he's shown throughout his career without having a whole different edge. Like, a different edge. Like, you guys want to be great on the radio and, you know, you want to be great in the community. Same with me and Sean Barber and everybody else. But then there's another level. Like, and he has that extra level. So I don't doubt him. I feel like in a lot of ways we're a better football team than we were last year. Let's remember that all three matchups were 3 points, and it was basically came down to who had the ball last. We made a mistake with the interception in overtime after being up by 18 points in the AFC Championship. We made a mistake with Travis Kelce fumbling, and we haven't made them make that mistake. So that's what I'm looking at for in this game is, let's make that play, like that third down and long when Chris Jones penetrates the offensive line, and this time he's going to make that play, that tipped ball that goes into our hands, the stripping of Joe Mixon while he's running the ball. Like, those are the plays we haven't made yet, and I feel like we're prime and ready to make those plays this weekend.
We're talking to former Chiefs wide receiver Danan Hughes here on Cody and Gold. We were discussing Juju Smith-Schuster and looking at the last four games or so for him. He's had, you know, only 2, 3, 4 targets the last four games and sitting around 30 yards or so receiving. Is there something different you've noticed? Is it just where they've been at scheme-wise? Are teams defending him a different way? What do we have to do maybe to see Juju have a much bigger performance?
So I don't think he's been defended differently. I think it's just the nature of this offense. Like, we are truly spreading the ball around. Maybe that play that Noah Gray caught, the deep cross in the game last week against the Jaguars when he was wide open, was a product of attention being paid to Juju Smith-Schuster. That's also a play that he's made in the past. So we have such versatility in our offense that we have tight ends that run receiver routes like receivers. We have receivers that run routes like tight ends and running backs that run routes like wide receivers. A lot of versatility puts us in a position to not be as predictable as other teams are. So I'm not down on Juju. I feel like what we brought him in to do, he's accomplished this season. And I think he can be a factor in this game this week. He's familiar with the Bengals. He's got an edge coming from Pittsburgh. And he can also be, mark my words, you're going to see Juju catch a couple of shallow cross routes in front of the linebackers and make somebody miss or turn up the sideline, getting that necessary first down or a big play, because that's what he was brought to do. A big body receiver that's not afraid to go across the middle and make those plays. He had the big catch on the slant route from Mahomes last week. I feel like there's going to be more to come this week.
When you look at the Dayton, I know you were a skill position guy, but I feel like everything that's ever been told to me since becoming a football fan is the game's won in the trenches. Aren't the Chiefs decidedly better in both trenches of this game?
Yeah, we are. I feel like we are. This offensive line, even though there's been slight knocks towards Andrew Wiley and a little slight knocks towards Orlando Brown Jr., as a whole unit, we've been one of the better in the NFL. And because Patrick improvises some, because escapes the pocket, people take his mobility as a knock toward our offensive line when oftentimes it's not. even that play that he got his ankle hurt. Like, Orlando Brown handled his business. The guy just ran all the way around to the other side of the field and then came and squeezed in. Like, there's no offensive tackle that would be able to sustain that block for that long a period of time, especially with that movement. So, like, there has to, if there's going to be criticism, there has to be justified criticism based on the scheme, technique, et cetera. And I feel like our offensive line does their work, run game and pass game. Now, our defensive line, like, what more could we ask for? Frank Clark is coming along like postseason Frank Clark. Chris Jones, I feel like that might be, you know, the ace in the hole where, okay, he's got another playoff game where he didn't get a sack. And this is the time. Like, to me, I want the target on him, and I'm sure he wants to take the target on himself, because if I'm that type of player and I've had that kind of drought, like, this is the time I need to step up, especially with how things unfolded last year in the AFC Championship when he had a few opportunities to knock the quarterback down and he didn't get there. So, yeah, there's some challenges for both teams, but in the trenches, yes, the game is won in the trenches, and I feel like we can be that force this weekend.
Dana, we've all heard the Burrowhead comments from Mike Hilton. We know this is a Cincy team that's very confident, arrogant, I would go as far as to say. And look, they've won three times in a row against Kansas City. As a former player, I know publicly we heard Justin Reed yesterday and others, you know, say the right thing publicly, but what do you think's really going on in that locker room when it comes to the noise coming out of Cincinnati?
We're going to hit him in the mouth. That's like, we got no choice. Like, we were going to play football, but now we're going to hit him in the mouth and shut him up. That's the kind of mindset I have. I talked about it earlier this week. Like, this is like when I was on the show with Josh and Bob earlier this week, I was like, this is probably one of the more difficult weeks for me as a broadcaster, because I got to talk. And this, all these circumstances and the trash talk that comes up, like, normally you'd match trash talk with trash talk, but then every once in a while, like, for me, like, I get silent. Like, okay, now I'm done talking, because now you've kind of eclipsed where you've kind of gotten over that threshold where it's no longer about talk. Now it's about business. So, like, if I didn't want to, like, bury you in the turf, now I have more incentive to do so. So in the locker room, like, that's the mindset of, okay, like, even earlier this week when that tweet came out and the picture and the video showed them on the sideline, I retweeted. I said, okay. So, like, I got nothing else to say about it, but okay. And we'll see on the field.
It seemed like the lesson was learned from Justin Reed from the last time. He did not step into the trap yesterday, Dana.
Well, I mean, it's smart and you learn, but you also recognize, like I just said, like, I'm sure those guys are thinking, like, we're not going to tangle with them word for word, not just because they beat us, because it's insignificant and we're better than that. But at the same time, because you've gone overboard, it's not so much about you being confident, like you said, it's about them being cocky and renaming a stadium that they only won once in. And, you know, like, those are the factors, like, okay, now you've gone over the line to obnoxious. And I'm not going to go obnoxious with you. I'm just going to take it out on you. And I feel like Justin and, you know, Nick and everybody else, like, if they're built like me, and I'm sure they're built even deeper and stronger, if they're built like me, that's their mindset.
I love it. You're getting people fired up for Sunday night. We're going to hear you on the call along with Mitch Holthus and Josh Klingler. We'll hear you tonight, too, from a player's perspective, players only, yourself, Sean Barber, right here, 6 o'clock on 610 Sports Radio. Appreciate it, Dana. Let's do this thing again next week.
All right, fellas, have a good one.
You got it. There you go. That was Dana Hughes earlier today. And, yes, players only tonight from 6 to 7, and then that betting show tonight from 7 to 8. We'll talk all things betting angles. We'll go through some of the props and, of course, talk about the crazy line movement and put things in perspective with that. But Dana Hughes at the end, like you said, look, if you're a player, just kind of, this is one of those where now you're going to go just punch them in the mouth. And that's how you're approaching it. Although, in fairness, we did hear from Nick Bolton this afternoon, and maybe take it out of context, I don't know, but basically he was asked about the what stands out about the Bengals offense, and he said nothing. And of course that's going to go viral out to Cincinnati, even though he actually prior to that just said he was worrying about himself. But you know how that works. That little snippet will get blown up at a portion.
The second he says nothing, mm-hmm. that's the only part that matters. Although I don't think that, and from a trash talk perspective, seems like one of these two groups has done quite a bit more trash talk than the other, right? From that perspective, that's maybe the first piece of bulletin board material the Chiefs have given Cincinnati all week. Except for now that, you know, our short-lived conversation of Cincinnati can't claim to be the underdog. And now from a betting perspective, they can't.
Back although, to, again, they're 1 point. Look, as we've said.
That's not an underdog to me. 1 point, two and a half, fine, but.
Home field advantage in the NFL nowadays is not worth 3 points. It's worth 1.5, 1.7. So
if, I'm not going to repeat
if
that.
The Chiefs, don't repeat I hope
you saying it once was enough.
Don't repeat it. But so the Chiefs being 1 point favorites basically is, yes, a pick 'em. So.
But as we know, like they don't care. The players don't care about the lines. That's not how they deem. Don't even care if they're 7 point favorites. If one guy with two followers on Twitter is like, Bengals have no shot in this game.
Mm-hmm.
Burrow will be like, "Are you kidding me?"
But that's what that's what every sport, every athlete, I should say, in every sport
should do. Motivate does. Yourself.
You find any bit of motivation if that's what it takes to get you to this another level. You use it.
That was one of my favorite clips from all of the Last Dance was that guy still being like, "I never said that to Jordan. Like that never happened. I never said any of that. Why would I say that to him?"
Ugh.
Sorry, that was.
A little phlegmy?
Yeah, a little bit. Try to get that word out.
Now, you need some. Some Zycam.
Yeah, and text lines right. That was, by the way, Willie Gay said that, not Nick Bolton. I got the
how dare it. You got the.
I know.
This is you trying to slander a Mizzou guy just because you went to Kansas.
That's right.
Just trying to make a Missouri guy look bad because you can, huh, Gold?
Someone needs to get Cody some hot tea, please.
I drank some hot tea last night.
I think you should drink some more.
You need like a neti pot.
I've seen those. I've never tried that. Have you?
I've seen people use them.
How about on the YouTube page to get us to those 2,000 subscribers you want? I'll use a neti pot on the YouTube page today, Nick. What do you think? Wait,
just like clearing mucus out of your
and you
sinuses.
Where are you gonna put? Like, where are you gonna put it?
The what?
No, the pot camera? is like a tea kettle.
I understand, but it still drains out your nose. Are you gonna get a trash can? It's not gonna go over the table.
Yeah, do it over the sink.
No, but YouTube, you're going to do it right. I thought we were going to do it live on the stream.
I have a ledge right above my
seat. I thought you were going to do it live on the stream tomorrow.
Not this stream. I was saying at home tonight.
And not during the show.
I thought you were going to do it during the show.
A separate video.
Okay. I personally don't want that.
I was like, aren't
you part? The during the show or at all?
During the show, like in the studio. I don't want to be around when you do it.
Why is everyone shutting their computers now?
Because the show's almost up.
What's going on? Everyone just got like...
I'm shutting the streaming computer.
Yeah, I just shut my. I don't need my laptop in front of me anymore.
Stop publicizing that sort of stuff too. That's behind the scenes stuff.
Why don't you like when we talk about behind the scenes? You don't think people want to see how we live?
No, because it doesn't
too much.
It doesn't.
He
assist.
Made it. Gould did it so loud. People were probably wondering what that thud was.
It doesn't add to the show.
They hear this. They're like, well, I guess I don't know what that sound is.
I hope your computer's broken now.
Gold just clubbed a guy in the back of the studio.
And it wasn't that loud.
Cody's gonna break his laptop.
It was loud. Pull the audio.
The final word.
You can hear it.
Dude, you do need therapy. Like I know we've joked around. I actually think you need to see a therapist.
Okay.
You were angry this week.
I think it's you. You've brought it on.
Wow. Needling. Tomorrow it's gonna be a Friday. It's gonna
be a red
Friday. A few days before the AFC title game. We're gonna have Rob Collins in the studio tomorrow. You're gonna hear from Andy Reid again. Pete Sweeney's gonna join us on the show. We'll get our final thoughts and picks. My nephew even gave me his pick for the game, and like specifically, he drew a picture of how it's going to go. I'll share that on the air tomorrow. That'll be my official pick for the game, as a matter of fact.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
your official pick. You're just going, just blindly following your nephew.
I will for this game.
I hope it's like 60-0.
It's not quite that high. All right, we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. The Drive with CDOT, including their conversation with Juju Smith-Schuster, coming up next.
You're listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.